Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North. I'm Elish Quinn. Well, Canada's Arctic Council chairmanship has garnered mixed reviews. The Arctic Economic Council, a Canadian initiative that would have northern businesses report to the Arctic Council on economic issues, was set up to be one of Canada's main accomplishments. But the Council's inaugural meeting in Canada's eastern Arctic territory of Nunavut this week was closed to the public and received criticism from many Arctic watchers and experts. In today's Eye on the Arctic feature interview, we'll explore an NGO perspective. I'm joined on the line by Farah Khan. She's an Arctic campaigner with Greenpeace Canada, and she joins me on the line today from Toronto. Farah Khan, hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Tell us about some of the concerns you've had about the Arctic Economic Council and how it was set up.
Sure. So the idea of the Arctic Economic Council was introduced when Canada took over the chairmanship of the council at the ministerial meeting in Sweden last year. At the time, it had a different name. It was called the Circumpolar Business Forum. And it wasn't a surprise that the Harper government would want to use its influence over the Arctic Council to push forward a pro-business agenda. But in the beginning, the Circumpolar Business Forum was kind of pitched as a listing of northern businesses, and on the surface, it didn't seem like it would be damaging per se. But it has evolved since then, and now it is called the Arctic Economic Council. And instead of just being a way for northern businesses to gain access to some of the industries that want to explore the north, it has become a way for some very polluting industries to meet and to have direct access to Arctic decision makers. One of our biggest criticisms, not just of the Arctic Economic Council, but of the Arctic Council more broadly, is that it lacks transparency. They don't really consult with the communities that they're meeting in. They don't allow media access. They provide very little access to anyone who isn't in the sort of inner circle of the Arctic Council.
And were there, you know, we had the meeting this week, and, you know, as we've mentioned, this council has sort of been set up as sort of the main achievement of Canada during its chairmanship, but there was actually very little information that came out of it. It was closed to the public. We still don't know a lot about what was discussed. Tell us a little bit about your read of this meeting and how it took place this week.
Yeah, you know, we were not able to get that much information either about the meeting in its advance, and now that it's over, the only outcome that's being reported from the meeting is that they've created an executive committee for the Arctic Economic Council. So we don't really know what the agenda was. We don't know what was discussed. What we do know is who was invited. Each Arctic country that is a member of the Arctic Council was asked to invite three different business representatives. Canada's three business representatives were all involved in some kind of support to an extractive industry. So businesses that would support the oil industry, for example. Something of great concern to Greenpeace is that Russia invited the vice president of Rosneft, which is one of the most polluting oil companies on the planet. They have a horrible track record for oil spills. And if you look at the sort of inaugural statement of the Arctic Economic Council, the word sustainability is used quite frequently. They claim to be interested in sustainable development and socially responsible development. But if that's the case, then, you know, Rosneft being one of the biggest oil polluters in the world should not have been invited to this meeting.
And we also heard that Leona Aglukkaq, she's Canada's minister for the Arctic Council, among other things, took a couple of pointed swipes at Greenpeace during the meeting. What's your response?
Yeah, Ms. Aglukkaq has been critical of Greenpeace because we were invited recently by the community of Clyde River in Nunavut to support some work that they're doing in opposition to seismic testing. Now, the community is very concerned about a project that has been approved by the National Energy Board to do seismic testing in Baffin Bay and Davis Strait. Seismic testing can be extremely harmful to marine mammals. It can cause them to lose their hearing permanently, and in some cases can cause them to die. And this can have some severe impacts on the traditional lifestyle of many coastal communities, including Clyde River. And so the community reached out to Greenpeace, and we were very honored and excited to work with them as they take on this challenge of the NEB. They have a huge task ahead of them, and we would like to do whatever we can to sort of pool our resources and see how we can work together to ensure that those waters are protected.
And, when you look ahead the last months of Canada's Arctic Council chairmanship, what are you sort of going to be watching for in terms of both the Arctic Economic Council and just sort of how environment or sustainability in the North is sort of woven into these last months?
I think looking forward, we are wondering what's going to happen with the Arctic Economic Council. We're hearing different opinions. Some are saying that it'll be good to bring development to the North, and others are saying that Canada championed this forum, but most of the other members of the Arctic Council and the permanent participants were actually not very supportive. So we're going to wait and see, I guess, to see if the Arctic Economic Council will even have a life beyond Canada's chairmanship. And another thing to look out for is to see what the United States is going to do, because they will take over as chair of the Arctic Council as of next spring. And we're very interested to see what they will make sort of their legacy of their chairmanship. We know that John Kerry, who is the leading minister for the Arctic and will likely take on the chairmanship of the Arctic Council, does have some interest in protecting the marine environment. We know that the U.S. has shown some interest in fisheries specifically, and so that's what we're going to keep an eye on in the next months.
Well, Farrakhan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.